As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Happy Monday. Dan, the Danettes are off. They're getting ready for football season. So me and Rob Parker in today. We'll have a cornucopia, a plethora, a... Rob, what's this... What's that stuff? It smells really good, but it's like a mixture of
potpourri?
A bunch of scents. Potpourri.
Potpourri. There we go.
Potpourri of guests.
Can
of
I
guest
help you out with potpourri? Let Doug, I don't know. You're married. You got kids. Trying to keep the, I'm always trying to give out some helpful tips. Trying to keep the garbage can in the kitchen. How do you keep it fresh and not smelling? You know, you try to take out the garbage. I take the garbage out. Every time I leave the house every day. So
every
I don't
time
like
you leave
I don't
the house
like
every
smells.
Day. I like that. I don't like smells either. That's a good tip. That's a pro tip right there.
But
pro
you know what I do?
Parker. What?
Underneath the bag, when you're in the can, you know those pine cones that they sell normally during Christmas time, you know, that smell really great like
sure.
a Christmas tree?
Sure.
I put those on the bottom of my can in the bag on top, you know, or on top of it. And I keep that to keep the garbage can smelling fresh. And then when those are, you know, when the year goes on, I'll put air fresheners or any kind of thing underneath the bag in the can to keep the can smelling fresh.
That's a good one. That's a pro tip. Rob Parker, pro tips.
You Rob can go to Parker.
Pro tips at robparker.com if you want more. We got a bunch of things to get to. We can do a little Lakers discussion, which we ended last hour on. I generally do agree, like, you're the risk of a bunch of old dudes, you know, in key positions, especially when we're coming off a year where seemingly everybody got hurt.
Younger guys got hurt, right?
So if young guys got hurt, you know, the idea is when you have a full season coming up, which we do think we'll have a full season this year in the NBA, the likelihood is that old guys are going to get hurt, and you have a couple of old guys with the Lakers that got hurt just last year. That said, you know, like, look, it's not any different than anything we do in football. If you don't like the Lakers, who do you like in the West? Like, oh, I don't like the Lakers roster. Like, look, I think there's some flaws to it. I think they went from the best defensive team 2 years ago to an offensive juggernaut. I think they're going to struggle to guard some.
Right with that.
I think they'll struggle to guard some people. That said, like, if you don't like the Lakers, who do you like?
Well,
right?
But this is, I didn't pick the Lakers last year, Doug. I was on an island. You know, I'm that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't think LeBron or AD was going to be able to stay healthy. So I picked the Suns in that series, and obviously AD got hurt, and they advanced. And the Suns made it all the way to the NBA Finals because AD got hurt. Yes. There was no Jamal Murray. Kawhi Leonard didn't play at all.
So they were the luckiest team. They were the luckiest team of all time.
They were
luck.
Their whole playoff championship run was fugazi. And I thought that they were actually going to win a title because going into the finals, Doug, did we know for sure Giannis was going to play after watching that injury?
No.
I had no idea. And then when he played game one and looked great in game two or whatever it was, I was like, okay. And then when the Suns were up 2-0, I picked them not to win another game after I saw Giannis and that he was healthy and playing great. And I didn't buy into the Suns. But my point is, and I hear what you're saying, but the problem with me saying I'm not picking the Lakers is that there are other teams that could be healthy, play better, and not have to rely on LeBron in year 19 with the potential of getting hurt. He's been hurt two of the 3 years in L.A. The year he wasn't hurt was when the pandemic happened and they had 4 months off. Anthony Davis gets hurt almost every year, Doug, and the year he wasn't hurt was the year they had 4 months off because of the pandemic, and they won the championship in the bubble. Carmelo Anthony's 37. I could just Dwight Howard's 35. I can go on and on and on. Too many things have to go right for the Lakers. That's why I won't
pick
them.
You still didn't answer my question.
Oh, I don't know. Is Kawhi Leonard coming back at the end of the year? I'll take the Clippers. I love the Clippers.
Look,
they just
I like the Clippers as well. But again, you're sitting there telling me that I have questions about the Lakers and their health when the primary reason everybody would like the Clippers would be Kawhi Leonard, and he's coming off a partially torn ACL. We don't know if he's going to play, and Kawhi Leonard's a guy who has been shut down, you know, more often than...
I also saw that team get to the Western Conference Finals for the first time without Kawhi Leonard, and I saw them beat the number one seeded Utah Jazz after they were down in that series 0-2. Yep. They won that series. I saw them fight the Suns.
No, listen. So you're saying
I'm going to pick the Clippers out of the West.
But again, it doesn't actually. You're by my estimation contradicting your argument. Which your argument's a good one about the Lakers. Which is like, look, LeBron, you don't get less hurt the older you get. Anthony Davis is only 28, but he doesn't have the body of a 28-year-old because he hasn't taken care of it, right? So there's nothing about that argument. The problem is that picking the Clippers, who just got past the second round for the first time, and we don't even know if Kawhi is going to play, and they're not going to the Western Conference Finals or the NBA Finals. They don't have a healthy Kawhi Leonard again. It's like, look, I like Golden State. I think Golden State has a chance to be, but again, you're depending upon Steph Curry, who's hurt almost every year, Draymond Green, who seems on the other side of the mountain in his career, and Klay Thompson, who's coming off an ACL and an Achilles tendon, right? Those are the guys. So like, you can tell me that you don't love the Lakers because of age. And I would say like, all right, we can make the same argument about the Warriors. You know, I like the Nuggets? Yes. Do I think with a healthy Jamal Murray, they could be the most, they would be an incredibly dynamic offensive team. I don't know if they're good enough. I don't know. Utah will do it. I don't know what Phoenix looks like. Right. So you have all coming, running it back. The Lakers were up 2-1. That series was a wrap until they got injuries last year. So I don't hate your argument against the Lakers, but this is like any argument. If you're going to make one, then if you're going to take them out and say they're not the favorite, I wouldn't pick them. Then you got to pick a team. And by picking the Clippers, it kind of contradicts your argument.
No, it doesn't, because that team without Kawhi Leonard, I just made my point, is that they were good enough to overcome deficits and get to the Western Conference Finals without him. I like the Clippers. And I'm not, obviously, are they going to win without Kawhi Leonard, win a championship? No, but that doesn't mean they can't get to the Western Conference Finals again. If LeBron or the Clippers or LeBron or AD or somebody's not healthy, could they get by? We just saw Phoenix do it. We just saw Phoenix get all the way to the finals because people were hurt. If the Lakers have one piece, Doug, not right on that team, they're not getting there. So I can still pick the Clippers. And that's my argument and my point, is that the Lakers will not be whole. This is a desperation move. It's a typical when LeBron gets there, throw out the baby with the bathwater because
we
got to win.
What was the better move?
What do you mean?
What was the better move? Again, like,
no,
like
I'm just
we have to deal with No. Listen, you're not, I don't know if it's a desperation move, okay? I think that's far too strong a term. Do they want to win? Right? I don't know if that's desperation. They want to win and they know LeBron has like a year or two left. Wait, but that's a different. Okay, so if you don't like the moves, if I were to put you in Rob Pelinka's chair, knowing that you have LeBron, you have Anthony Davis, you had one more big contract, okay, and you used it on Russell
Buddy Hield. I would take Buddy Hield. Okay. He's not sexy, Doug. He's not a big three. Nobody knows who he is or NBA America. Is. I'm just talking about not like Russell Westbrook, who's a walking, who's iconic because of his triple doubles. And that sounds better, and he's from L.A., and he plays hard every night. But I'm not so sure without having any three of those guys be exceptional shooters that it's going to work in this man's NBA, and that's the problem I have with it. And Russell is a great player.
Okay, so here would be the counter to that. And I've asked Laker people, and the counter to that is, like, nobody dislikes Buddy Hield. He's a great dude, a great shooter. But they needed another guy to create shots. LeBron at this stage in his career is not nearly the shot creator he used to be. They needed a guy who could create shots. That's what Russell Westbrook does. Additionally, it stands to reason they're not going to play all 82 games. And I love Buddy Hield, but if LeBron ain't playing, Buddy Hield ain't winning you games. Russell Westbrook is. So do I think that at the end of a playoff series, his lack of shooting is going to hurt you? I do. Do I think that Russell Westbrook isn't nearly the defensive player that people make him out to be? Not just because of his age and four knee surgeries, but like people don't pay attention that Russell Westbrook doesn't actually play defense every night. It's totally fair. But there's no perfect guy out there. And you can all love Buddy Hield and his ability to space and shoot the basketball. They have plenty of shooting on the club, and they just thought he's a better shot creator, as well as like he's crazy competitive, which fits with LeBron and his desire to win. So that's okay. So you would have taken Buddy instead of him. It's a fair argument.
Well, because,
but the rest of those guys, like, what else do you think you're going to get on the market when you know? It's like I wanted them to keep Caruso, but if you keep Caruso, now all of a sudden you give him the entire mid-level exception. You can't have all of the depth of different guys that they've gotten, and they do have a pretty deep team of solid dudes.
Yeah, I mean, I hear your point. It just doesn't feel like it's the right mix. And you could be right. You could say you're picking the Lakers to come out of the West, and you might be right. I don't feel like that. The issue with that team is
the age.
I completely agree with you. We just saw like how many 28-year-olds and 30-year-olds who have gone down to injuries. It's unbelievable. They barely bumped Kawhi Leonard as he's dribbling the ball up court, and boom. Kyrie, another injury, and Harden, 45 seconds game, and you know, into
the
series against Milwaukee. I just keep looking around. I just couldn't get over how many people were hurt. And the Lakers, time isn't on their side, as the Rolling Stones would say. I think that they've set themselves up to that it'll be an excuse at the end of the year will be, oh, well, you know, we would have been good, but LeBron got hurt. Or, you know, we were going to win the champ. We were going to win roll to the West Conference and the finals, because that's what everybody, you said it earlier, when they were up 2-1 against the Suns, everybody said, oh, there's a clear path. They're going back to the finals. That's what everybody said.
Well, the Lakers themselves were laughing at the Suns, right? Remember their back. Yeah, I think LeBron was backing down somebody from the Suns.
It was a joke, right?
And Andre Drummond was laughing over there because he knew it was a mismatch. No, that was the matchup they wanted. They were better than the Suns when they were healthy. The problem was they weren't healthy.
And there's a chance that they're not going to be healthy again. That's my issue.
No question. The counter to that would be that, you know, age does not seem to be a limiting factor because so many other guys in the prime age of their career did get hurt. I agree with you on the age thing. It's obviously a huge risk. I think the lack of defense is also a huge risk. My problem is finding another team that I like better than the Lakers roster if the Lakers roster is healthy at the end of the year.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. I think here's what we do, Rob, and you tell me if I'm off, if you disagree. Obviously, you know, I mean, I'm good with you disagreeing with me as anything. I think my frustration with the rookie quarterback thing is we're in this like all or nothing sort of era in sports, where it's very much like how we choose to discuss politics. We're either one side or the other. And you get people like, you just play the kid. Just play him. Well, it's not... Everything is everything. Context matters. Like, how is the team constructed? Is it constructed to win now? Do they have a quarterback that they have and can continue to win with? Or do they have a guy who's new, who's just a placeholder? Or do they have nothing? Right? Like in Jacksonville, you have Gardner Minshew, who's obviously going to be a competent backup, but you don't tank. You get Trevor Lawrence. He's local. He's the number one prospect. He's going to start. End of story, whether it's game one or game two or three, but it feels like he's going to start right away. Right. The Garoppolo and Trey Lance thing is very, very different. The Justin Fields one is different. The Mac Jones one is different. Like, are you a always play the kid, always sit the kid, or are you a situation matters sort of guy?
I think situation matters. What kind of team do you have? Are you doing a total rebuild? You know, are you poised with veteran players to have a chance to make a run? And if you're the 49ers and you have Garoppolo who's there and got you to a Super Bowl and has a great record wins, loss wise, I would rather start with a guy like that. If I don't have a guy like that, like I don't want to give. I thought Miami made a mistake with Fitzpatrick. We know what Fitzpunkin, he always turns into. He's a 15-year journeyman. You're not going anywhere with him. I would have rather seen Tua just get in there and play in that situation where I looked at Miami from that standpoint last year.
But the problem with Tua was that Tua was coming off a devastating hip injury, and you know, he didn't have guys to throw to. He probably wasn't right. Now, look, I don't know if Tua's the guy anyway, if he's nearly as good as his reputation.
Well, it seemed they had a chance to get a quarterback in this draft. There was that talk, and they went against it. So I'm assuming Miami believes that he's their guy. Would you assume that, Doug?
I don't think they felt like they had enough data, right? You hadn't given him a fair shot. They changed coordinators. They gave him some guys that can get open downfield, right? They got him... You know, you go and get a Jamar Chase. You go and get what's the cat from Houston who's hurt constantly, but can take the top off of defense. I'm forgetting they got it at wide receiver. Like they got him some dudes to throw to. So now we'll see. Now we'll have enough data. Yes, I mean, but people think that they still are interested in Deshaun Watson. People think that they still this is a make or break year for Tua, and I think that'd be fair. Like now you give him a better offense that fits him. And a better set of skill position players, and you get a better sense of just how good he can be. Go ahead.
I want to ask you one other question. Kyler Murray. If you remember after the Hail Murray, you remember, and Kingsbury went crazy. Oh, yeah, you know, Kyler and Mahomes can share the MVP every other year. You remember all those comments? Mm-hmm. And obviously that team petered out, didn't make the playoffs. Is this a big year in your mind for Kyler Murray and where he is and what how do you feel about him?
Well, Kyler was hurt at the end of last year. That was a big reason his production cut off. I think it's a big year for Cliff, right? And they've given him plenty of offensive weapons, but I don't know if they can stop anybody. I like Kyler. I mean, the ball explodes. He's always going to be little. And he's always going to have to make plays, kind of like Russell Wilson-esque, right? Where he's going to have to move. He's going to have to find the unique windows. I'm much more bullish on Kyler than I am maybe on the Cardinals. The Cardinals issues are, you know, will they commit to running the football? Can they stop anybody? Basically, is Cliff building another Texas Tech where they're really fun to watch? They put up really good numbers, but do they actually watch football games? I think it's bigger on Cliff than it is on Kyler.
Okay, that's fair because, you know, it's not often you get run out of a place in a college situation and get rewarded a NFL job because you had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll with Sean McVay, so that made him marketable.
I don't think that's why he got the job.
He took the job at USC.
Yeah, USC. Yeah.
Right. What do you mean? He wasn't up for any NFL job. He got run out of Texas Tech. I mean, that was rubbing because he rubbed elbows and they were going.
That's not why he got the
McVay and let's just go after young coaches and with not that great experience and go that route. I mean, that it became a flavor of the month. The NFL's a copycat league. You know that.
I do know it is, but it's not because of Sean McVay. That's not why he got the job. It was he's played in the league. They wanted it. They to get Kyler Murray, you want to get a guy who fits Kyler Murray, and he fits Kyler Murray. And look, Cliff's smart. I mean, he's going to forever tie his ship to Kyler Murray because he's like, look, I'm the guy who knows how to make this guy super successful. The question is, can they build an offense around them? A defense, around that style of play. And what's interesting about it is we've had so many successful college coaches who haven't worked in the NFL. He was not a crazy successful college coach. Why can't he work in the, like, again, the success in college football is not a, it does not determine your level of success and aptitude in the NFL game. So if that's the case, why does it matter whether or not he was successful in college?
It's not that. It's that it's just weird that a guy who was run out of a place, who wasn't up for any head coaching jobs in the NFL, who had taken a job at USC,
yes,
right, because that was the best that was available to him, got rewarded with an NFL job. That's all. I think.
Well,
were
like,
other
look, if we're,
had,
but if we're, but if we're fair, they went from
who should have gotten an opportunity.
If we're fair, they went from three wins, 5 wins in his first year, 8 wins last year. There's a reasonable progression. It's a very, very difficult division to win in, but we are crushing Cliff Kingsbury. They're clearly better than they were previously. Can they take the next step? Right, the hardest steps you're going to take in the NFL is not to being, you know, 7-9. To 9-7, it's can you win the 10 games? Can you win 10 games? Once you won 10 games, you solidified yourself.
You think Cliff Kingsbury is going to win 10 games with?
I do not. I do not. There's 17 games. There's a stronger likelihood. Let's ask Mike Sando, who joins us. By the way, the compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Mike Sando joins us, the Athletic Football GM podcast.
What's up, Mike?
And the originator of the QB tiers. We want to get to other stuff, but Rob said big year for Kyler Murray. I said, I think bigger year for Cliff Kingsbury, but if we're fair to Kingsbury, took over a terrible team, terrible franchise. They won three more games.
Usually when you get a head coaching job, I hate to break it to you, Doug. Usually the team is bad. That's why they have a new coach.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to pull up a bar stool here, you know.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm just saying.
Not always. Not always.
Most of the cases when you get a job, right, it's because things didn't work out with the previous guy. That's all I'm saying. So let's not make it like
it was really bad, though. I mean, they were really historically bad, yes, you know, offensively. And, you know, they made this move to get Kyler Murray, which, you know, has helped them, obviously. I think that, you know, who is it a big year for? Well, if Kyler Murray doesn't have a big year, Cliff Kingsbury is getting blamed for that.
Correct.
If you know what I mean? So, I mean, for who has the most at stake, it's clearly the coach. I mean, I don't think anyone's looking at the coach going, okay, here's the three things we know Kingsbury does great, right? I mean, that quarterback has to play well and progress, and he has. And now if it keeps going, they take another step. Everyone's going to be happy. If it regresses, I don't think it necessarily means Kingsbury's out, but he's the one who's going to feel the heat for that.
Where is Kyler in your quarterback tier? You're the originator of the quarterback tiers. Where is Kyler Murray viewed in the league?
Yeah, Kyler Murray came in towards the bottom of the second tier, 12th overall. And 12th sounds great, but remember, Roethlisberger's bailed out of the top 10. Breeze and Rivers have fallen. So, you know, it's good, but he's, you know, right behind Matt Ryan. He's behind Justin Herbert already. Dak Prescott, Matt Stafford, Lamar Jackson are the guys right ahead of him. So it's a good place to be, and as long as he keeps going up.
Who do you have out of the new rookie quarterbacks at the top? Who's the top rookie quarterback coming into this season?
Well, I don't put rookie quarterbacks in the quarterback tiers because so many of the guys, I talked to 50 people in the league, head coaches, GMs, coordinators, not all of them studied the guys coming out. So it just becomes a guessing game where, you know, you're trying to project. I'm intrigued by Trey Lance, not just off of what happened the other night, but just situationally. You know, I think I have questions about some of the other places, right? I mean, we're excited about Justin Fields, but I don't know that Chicago's going to handle that well. You know, I don't know that that's going to be a great spot to be in with everybody under great pressure there. And who knows if they're going to build it right around them offensively. I feel like Lance can go somewhere where they've got a guy. There's not pressure right away, but the guy in Garoppolo's going to either, you know, be injured or not play the whole year. And you can put him in with Kyle Shanahan, who really, I think, is pretty good with an offense and knows exactly what they want to be. There's no gray there with how it's going to look. And that would look like a good situation, you know, for me, even if we have higher evaluations on Trevor Lawrence or whatever, just situationally.
The quarterback tiers are always interesting because the data we have is from last year, and one, guys get better, guys get worse, guys get older, and two, we put kind of players around them. We have an ongoing healthy discussion about Matt Stafford with Rob, right? Rob is dyed-in-the-wool viewer, and I would say kind of fan. Like, he's from New York, but because of his time spent in Detroit, that dude watches every Lions game, right?
I covered every Lions game from the start of his career. I mean, I was in Detroit for 20 years, and I watched the guy play. Obviously, he's talented. He has a great arm. I'm not saying he's a bum or anything, but the idea that it was all everybody else's fault why they didn't win big games and why they never won a division or never won a playoff game, I have a hard time buying into that when he just had one of his receivers go in first ballot as a Hall of Famer. So I just don't believe the Rams are going to the Super Bowl with Matt Stafford. Tell me different, Mike, he's the next coming.
I think he's clearly a tier two quarterback, right? If he was a tier one, he would have lifted them up more in Detroit a couple of times, right? I mean, they had 3 years there that he was a starter. He's had 10 years as a starter where he started, you know, 10 or more games. They had 3 years where they were in the top half of the league in kind of combined defense, special teams performance. And they won, you know, 10, 11 games those years. But they didn't go beyond that, right? And so clearly we can see there's some holes with him. And it's still fair to say that the organization has held him back. I do think the tier two quarterback in a great situation can put up the tier one performance. We saw it with Matt Ryan. And I don't think the situation's the same with the Rams, but when Matt Ryan had Kyle Shanahan, a good offensive line, you know, good skill, he could put together, you know, a really nice run. I don't think that Stafford's really been in that situation where they've had it all the boxes checked, right? A good offensive line, a good scheme, good weapons all at the same time. I think if they did have that, he might be able to have that type of a year too. Doesn't mean every year, doesn't mean consistently, doesn't mean they're going to the Super Bowl. But I think that he has, it's fair to say he has been held back, but his limitations have shown why he didn't take them higher.
The Rams guys will tell you they feel like it's not just the boxes they checked or whatever. He was never in a scheme that really was perfectly suited for how he can and wants to play.
It's funny, he has Hall of Fame numbers. If you talk to people, I mean,
he does have Hall of Fame numbers, but again, it's more about the scheme in which they play in, right? You got to find the right scheme for the right quarterback.
And if you look, remember the year they had that Darrell Bevell offense,
yep,
and they took the ball out of his hands a little bit, and it was just a little bit more. A little bit more of a balanced approach, right, with play action and stuff. I mean, I think he probably had one of his best statistical years if you probably look at his yards per attempt and stuff. So you probably would see that. You probably expect that to be what would happen with the Rams, right? Doesn't mean MVP or Super Bowl, but I would think it'd be the high end of what he's done statistically in Detroit would be available to him now, I would think.
Yeah, the only issue is they lost their starting running. Rams lost their starting running back before the season ever started. We'll see if Daryl Henderson can run the football. But
we're not buying any more excuses for Stafford. This is it. We're changing.
Right,
we're done. The situation. Like, this is the greatest offseason for me because Wentz. Oh, it was Philly. Okay, we'll go do it in a good organization. Right.
Yep.
We don't want to hear the excuses. Detroit. Oh, it was, you know, Stafford. It was Detroit. Okay, you go with Sean McVay. Right. Goff. You were propped up by McVay. Okay, let's see you in Detroit.
I'm with you.
What should we expect from Tom Brady? And obviously, Rob's a noted Brady hater.
I'm not a Brady hater. I'm just a realist when it comes to Tom Brady.
Bro, you can't call the guy who's been to 10 Super Bowls and won six
times. That's all I'm saying. That's all. But that's another story.
No, okay. Okay. I mean, like, look, I don't like to throw the word hate around, but you're a Brady hater. I mean, it's okay. Like, just go like, yeah, I'm a Brady hater. It's fine.
No, I'm not. I'm a reporter.
Don't do the reporter thing.
I'm a reporter.
You're an opinionist. You write opinion pieces for Deadspin.
Yes.
You do opinion on radio. You do opinion on TV. You're not a reporter. That's not reporting. Saying a guy's the luckiest of all time is not a reporter. That's hating on the guy who's the most accomplished quarterback. He's the most accomplished athlete in the history of modern team sports.
Can I guest talk? Go ahead, Mike.
No. I mean, I'm just...
I get where you're coming from, because if you look at just like the performance of his defenses historically, right?
I mean, it's
helped him. And so he went into a great situation with the defense and the weapons. That said, a lot goes into winning it all, going all the way. I think that is historically significant too. You couldn't have just randomly put everyone in tier two on the Bucks and they win it all. I think that guy, even Peyton Manning late in his career when he wasn't the same, a whole building responds to them. There's a standard of accountability and performance that doesn't exist when they're not there. And we saw that with Tampa Bay. You couldn't have just said, well, you know what? Matt Stafford's a good quarterback. He's
and I was
going to
make the point. Make the point. Thank you, Mike. Keep talking. You're making the point. Go. I will stop talking. I promise.
Matt Stafford's going to win the punt, pass, and kick competition.
Yes.
Or the Pro Bowl.
Tom Brady wins the game.
Over Brady. And Brady almost lost the game in the playoffs.
Yes.
I'm not saying he's perfect.
Yes.
But your team responds to the true tier one guy. Okay.
Yes.
And I think we saw he brings to the table something there that goes beyond the fact that he needs a little bit more of a run game now, or he has to have a good defense. We get that. But you have to give him credit for the other thing, which is they're not even on the map and they win it all. Dan Marino can play 20 years and be with Don Shula and never win one.
Rob, I promise I will give you time. But here's again, it contradicts your argument, right? Your argument about Stafford is he doesn't win. Well, I got the guy who wins. He's the wolf, right? Oh, you got the wolf? That's all you need to say. The Green Bay game is the perfect embodiment. Rob, you'll tell me he had 3 second half turnovers, and you're right. Okay, but the first drive of the game. Okay, they get the ball, they march down the field, they score a touchdown. Like, that's Thomas Patrick Edward Brady the second. Okay, and it makes everybody in that sideline going like, oh, we got Tom Brady, we're good. You're playing from ahead. He makes the throw at the end of the first half, an absolute dime, and
But that's a terrible defensive call there. The defensive coordinator cost him his job.
That was another situation. You're not wrong, but Tom Brady made the throw.
You can't play that defense against anybody. I don't care who it was. My point is,
you're not wrong, but he made the read, he made the throw, they made the catch, and he gave them, when they go in that locker room, they're like, we're good. He didn't play good the second half, but the defense won the game.
Against New Orleans, Drew Brees couldn't throw the ball, threw 3 picks. He had a terrible game, who helped them win. Also, the defense against Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Mahomes is held to no points. And you brought it up, Mike. Look at his wins as you go forward, as you look at his career, and what those defenses did during the Tom Brady era. The greatest show on turf, the Rams, were held to 13 points. Go look at it.
True.
They demolished everybody.
It's true, but you know, one of the things that I have done over the years in looking at quarterbacks is they all win 90% of their games when the other team doesn't score much. You know what I mean? If you just look at all the games when everyone's under 17 points, it's Alex Smith's the same as Brady, right? If you look, though, I did look at games where, like, you know, the other team's scoring over 24, 25, and like the best record was Brady. You know,
take that
so
data.
You have to give him some credit too, that he has been able to win those other types of games as well. He just hasn't had to be in those situations as consistently as somebody like Drew Brees, who had historically bad defenses for multiple years, probably wasted some of his window. And Aaron Rodgers, who, if it's not the special teams, the defense, there's coming up, and having at least a defense that is never terrible. He's never really been on a team that had just terrible defense all the time. It would be rare. that really does make it harder and stop you from going all the way.
Yeah.
Hey, one real quick. We got less than a minute. Just Aaron Rodgers, what do you expect? I mean, he had an unbelievable season at 37 last year, MVP, obviously. Is there any chance he can repeat that, or are we going to get a cut-rate Aaron Rodgers?
I think he should be good again. You know, I mean, I think that being in the same offense again, they didn't lose a bunch of players. Now, is it going to go off the rails because he's going to be making general – he's going to be executive of the year, making general manager suggestions? I mean, I think that has a potential to be distracting. But I think when it comes down to it, he's still got everything and can do it. And I think he's going to be good and probably won't win the MVP because, let's face it, that's hard to do. But I think he has another really good season.
Great stuff, Mike. You see, you thought you were coming in here to talk quarterback tears and have a sane, sensible conversation. And
no,
Bob and
Mike,
I start
you
screaming
had more
and
fun today. This is what it's all about. This is Sports Talk Radio right here.
Love it.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mike Sando's the best, man. He's got the Football GM podcast, original of the quarterback tears, and check him out in The Athletic. Tim Tebow was trending for all the wrong reasons. We'll tell you why next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Dun, dun, dun. You know, it's always interesting to me, Rob. It's like, look, the Tebow thing, Tim Tebow is trending. There's videos of him attempting to block, and it's worse than you can probably imagine. It's bad. But it's interesting, like, how many times do we have people trying to tell us when he was struggling to be a quarterback, oh, I just move him to tight end.
Yeah,
you know, make
it.
You know, that's it. Make him, like, there's a reason you didn't move him to tight end. Reason he didn't want to move to tight end is he didn't think he could do it. It's really, really, really difficult. Really difficult. And he's not particularly big. For a tight end at 6'2", he's not big. Those guys are mammoth guys. But, you know, now it's like, all right, the video's out. You probably got to pull the ripcord at some point in the very near future, don't you?
Yeah, I do think so. From the standpoint of it's not good enough. You know, like, you can't, if you want him to be around and he's a great rah-rah guy and all that, then make him an assistant coach. Give him a coaching job and have him around or whatever. But you can't fake the funk. You can't do it, especially with players. You know what I mean? Like, players won't respect that if a guy's on the team, Doug, who doesn't deserve to be there. You know that. You've coached. You can't
right, but
do
he's,
it.
But he's not. But he's also not on the team, right? Like, let's just, he's not on the team. He's not the only one who's in camp who's not going to be good enough. You know, it's in how you handle it. I had no problem with giving him a shot.
Oh, I did. I thought that was...
Why?
A 34-year-old trying to play a new position who hadn't been in the league for 10 years just wasn't warranted. And you could tell me that, oh, well, Urban Meyer, one of his former players, there are probably way more or other guys who were played tight end for Urban Meyer over the years who were looking for an opportunity to get in the NFL as well. And there was no room at the end for those guys. I have an issue with it. I think it's you know, I've told you this before. There's a white privilege thing out there with Tim Tebow.
It.
I'm not.
Stop
you can say
it.
Whatever you
stop
want.
It. It's nonsense.
It's ridiculous.
Rob,
it's ridiculous.
Rob, that's nonsense.
He got a roster spot with the Mets. He hadn't played baseball.
He didn't get a roster spot
years.
With the Mets.
He did. He was on a minor league roster that he didn't deserve. They've done nothing but bend over backwards for this guy. Stop it, Doug.
But what does it have to do with him being
warranted.
White? What does it have to do with him being white?
Because I don't see those opportunities. If a black...
Get out of here! Pay attention to everything going on!
What are you talking about?
Rob. Jameis Winston was accused of sexual assault when he was at Florida State, right? Sexual assault. And look, it should be pointed out that three different times, whether it was Title IX or the fact that he wasn't actually charged, like, he was never charged with the crime. Okay? And Jameis Winston was still the number one overall pick. Why? Because he had talent. Because he was a great college quarterback.
Yeah, but Tim Tebow doesn't have talent. What talent? What have we seen, Doug? He couldn't make it in the NFL. He beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they couldn't get rid of him fast enough. He couldn't play.
I didn't think he was a good enough quarterback either. He did.
Why
win
was he in the league?
Well, because he won football games. Somebody drafted him in the first round. Okay, and then he got to play.
Did that not cost him his job? That cost him his job as well.
Josh,
right?
McDaniels? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. He's not the first round bust to cost a coach his job. Again, what does it have to do with him being white? Explain what it has to do with him being white.
Of a black guy. Give me an example, Doug, of a black guy who hadn't been in the NFL for 10 years, who didn't play the position ever in his life, who was given a roster spot.
When he wasn't given a roster spot.
Give me
he was not given a
he's
roster spot.
He's on the team now. What do
no,
you mean?
No, he's not on the team.
He's on the team. Yes, he
no,
is.
He's
he played
not.
The game Saturday.
No, how can you possibly cover
he's
professional sports? As long
give
as you've covered
guy. You can't give me a guy, Doug.
What does
give
it have to do with him
player.
Being white?
No, give me a black
nothing.
Player.
Nothing. You
who
have
had
no.
Never,
you have.
Who had
you
played
have
in the league for
this
10
is
years.
Stupid.
No,
this is a stupid
no,
argument
not.
You're making.
I want you he to name me the guy.
He
Can
won
you give
a
me
national.
Name?
Hold on a second. But again, you still have no idea what has to do with him being white. He played
you can't
for Urban
give
Meyer.
Me a name.
Are you going to let me finish? You're just going to yell and scream.
Go ahead.
You're making
talk.
A stupid argument. Okay? He won two national championships with Urban Meyer. He's from Jacksonville. He's a local legend. It doesn't have to do with him being white.
He
it has to
can't
do with the fact
play.
That,
he can't he'll get, play.
And he'll get cut. That's what guys that can't play get cut. There's plenty of guys that can't play.
No,
that don't Doug, get cut.
The
Listen
point
to me.
That
hold,
you're
hold,
not
on,
making.
Hold on. Hold on. You want to really know what the truth is? Cam Newton can't play football. Okay? He sucked last year. He can't throw a football.
Hey, how dare you
on.
Even compare
hold,
Cam
hold
Newton to Tim Tebow?
Let
Cam
me
Newton won
finish.
An MVP. They
Let
don't
me.
Even deserve to be in the same sentence. You have some nerve to use Cam Newton, who's been injured, who had COVID last year, and put him in the same sentence with Tim Tebow?
Yes.
How dare you, Doug?
No.
They don't go together.
Yes, they do. And let me explain.
No, they
let me
don't.
Explain why. If you'd stop screaming and listen, let me explain why. Can Cam Newton play quarterback in the NFL? Would anybody else who threw for less than 100 yards in I think, four or five different games be in the NFL? Like his own, the coach that he won with, okay, in Washington, has brought in five different quarterbacks, had the chance to get Cam Newton free. Did he bring in Cam Newton? No. Okay, Brandon Bean was with him in Carolina. Did they bring him in to even be the backup? They brought in Mitchell Trubisky instead to be the backup in Buffalo. Like the dude can't play, but because of his reputation, because of his leadership, Cam Newton's getting
they
plenty
gave him
of opportunities.
Job because he's black. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No,
Doug?
I don't think.
No, that's what I'm asking you.
No, it's because of his past success and because of his reputation in the locker room.
Why did
because
Tim Tebow
like
get
him.
An opportunity when he has had almost
his past
zero success? He never even played tight end, Doug. That's
no,
what you're
no,
bending
no,
over
no,
backwards
no
for a guy. If,
but again,
why?
You have no. What is the how? Give me the. Modicum of proof that has anything to do with him being white. I'll wait. You can't. You have nothing. That's the
Doug,
stupid
Doug,
argument. It hurts
Doug,
your argument. It
Doug,
hurts your argument.
White privilege exists in this country where guys get a benefit of a doubt or get
he got the benefit of the doubt because he was
I'm
a great.
You,
he's arguably
has it
the
ever
great.
Happened?
Hold on. I'm going to talk now because I'm done with being screamed at and told. He's arguably the greatest college quarterback in the history of the sport for Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer gets the job. Excuse me. He begs him for a chance, and Urban Meyer throws him out there. Then he's going to get cut. That's not because of white privilege. That's because of the privilege of the success that he had in college. And by the way, I thought he sucked at quarterback with the Denver Broncos, but you know what he did? He won a damn playoff game, something you hold against Matt Stafford. Okay? The guy finds a way. The guy is an incredible, inspirational human being. I'm not in awe of it. I wouldn't have hired him. Okay? But I also didn't. I wasn't in the locker room when he rallied the troops against Ole Miss and now has a statue out front at the University of Florida. He's Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.